I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, good Saturday morning, and welcome to Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the Riverwalk Inn. And joining us in the studio for this morning's edition of Birdwatch is Roger Taylor.
You know, someday we're going to have to video the three of us singing along and clapping over our heads at the appropriate time.
Yep. One of these days.
Make a great video. Yes. Trivia question.
Oh, right off the bat, huh?
Oh, yeah. Right at the get-go here. There are 150 species of owl in the world. Some may see numbers higher than that based on how different owls are classified. But the trivia question this morning is, how many owl species are there in North America? And we're not one of those places where whether a owl is a different race or a different species that could affect that number. And so how many owl species are found in North America? If you've got the answer to that question, your prizes today: 20 pounds of Roger's Blend from Waddell's.
Okay.
A gift certificate to the Riverwalk Inn, where if you take a pal with you, your meal is half price.
Okay.
And you get a Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy 2014 calendar. Okay. All that booty is yours if you can tell us how many owl species are found in North America. And 382-4280, 877-382-4280.
All right.
Are the numbers to call.
All right. If you think you know the answer this morning, first one to give it a try right here in Kalamazoo, Roger, is Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. 25?
No, I'm sorry. You're high, but thanks for taking a shot at it.
Okay.
All right, appreciate the call, Mary. Next up, we head to Galesburg. Sandy, good morning.
Is the sun shining on Galesburg this morning?
Beautiful sunrise in Galesburg, Roger.
All right. Got a guess for us?
19.
Ah, we have a winner. Did you pull that number out of your head, or did you look that up?
I was bad and looked it up.
Ah. Well, for being smart, you win. And don't rush away. We're going to send you back into our buddy Matt, who will need some information from you. And then you get a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend that's available exclusively at Waddell's. You get yourself a gift certificate to the Riverwalk Inn, where if you take somebody with you, your meal is half price. And you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
Great, thank you.
All of that is yours for knowing there are 19 owl species in North America. And thanks for calling, Sandy. You have a good weekend, and hold on for Matt.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations, Andy. 590 WKZO, of course, joining us in the studio, Roger Taylor, this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Again, if you have a comment or question, we'll open up those phone lines for you. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
Riverwalk Inn's chef Mark Bailey has two new features for the month of October. First is duck with cherry port sauce. Succulent, oven-roasted, half a duck with a cherry and port reduction sauce served over a bed of wild and long grain rice. The second is blackened chicken fettuccine Alfredo, a tender breast of blackened chicken on top of rich fettuccine Alfredo with broccoli, roasted tomato, and Parmesan cheese. And both of those delights include their full salad bar. And starting at 3 p.m. on Sunday, January 5th, River Lake Inn will offer its third annual Sunday Supper Club. 10 consecutive Sundays of fascinating talks, followed by a unique soup and sandwich offering. For details, visit their website, riverlakeinn.com, and mark your calendar for Thursday, October 24th, for an extra special gourmet wine pairing dinner hosted by Tempo Vino Winery and its small batch handcrafted wines from grapes grown around the world. Come and enjoy the fall beauty with family and friends at Southwest Michigan's most tranquil restaurant setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call, 269-432-2626.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Make plans to bring the family to Waddell's today for the annual Autumn Festival and Kids Days at the Garden Center. The kids will love the petting zoo featuring goats, rabbits, a pony, sheep, chickens, even a mini donkey. There'll also be a straw maze, a hay wagon ride, face painting, and back by popular demand, a catapult shooting pumpkins across Waddell's parking lot. The cost is just $3 per child or $8 for the whole family. With each entry, get a $3 coupon to use on any Waddell's Garden Center purchase. There'll also be the popular Stuff a Scarecrow station. Bring in your old jeans, a flannel shirt, and a pillowcase for the face, and Waddell's will provide the straw, the twine, the stakes, and help for just $3 more. And for decorating the entrance to your home, stop at the Porch Pot Pansy Planting Party Station. Bring in a pot or get a new one at Waddell's, then plant beautiful pots of pansies and other fall flowers to take home. Check Waddell's.com for more information and join the fun at the annual Autumn Festival and Kids Days today from 9 to 4 at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, we continue with this morning's edition of Bird Watch. Joining us in the studio, Roger Taylor. You can be a part of the program as well if you have a comment or question. 382-4280-1877, 382-4280.
Had a couple of interesting sightings of birds this week.
Oh, yeah?
Had a Swainson's thrush under some pine trees in my yard.
A who?
A Swainson's thrush.
Okay.
A relative of robins and bluebirds that migrates through here. And also saw my first junco of the year.
Oh.
And this is early normal. The bird didn't stay, it was passing through. And, you know, bird migration is a hormonal activity, and each bird's hormones are their personal hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And some birds migrate early, some birds migrate later. And this was undoubtedly an early migrator. And I just happened to see it on the ground under my feeder this week. But this is one of the few times that I've seen them in late September. It's usually early October. But doesn't mean anything, folks, as far as predicting winter or anything else. Let's not run amok here.
No.
It is simply a bird I saw in the yard. And if you saw anything this week, we're still in migration. And so we get to see some different birds around. Give us a call and tell us what you saw. 382-4280-877. 382-4280 if you're not in the Kalamazoo area, and tell us what you're seeing in your yard.
I haven't really seen too many, but you know, you mentioned that this is the time for migration. When does usually things begin to slow down a little bit then?
Well, most of the birds who are leaving us have left. I saw my last hummingbird at my feeder Sunday. And so the hummingbird numbers by now have thinned out. In general, we'll still see them on occasion for another week or two. I generally leave my feeder up into the middle part of October. The birds that are arriving here, we really haven't gotten to that. Most birds are in transit now, and Junco I saw this week, there's a bird that's got somewhere south of here as a destination, and he or she was just on their way. And so as far as migrants arriving, no, we have not reached the peak. But the majority of birds that are migratory are now in migration, but probably have not reached their destination just yet. And 382-4280-877, 382-4280, if you've got a sighting or a question. We've talked before about the red knot. Red knots are a shorebird that all of a sudden have become threatened because they are a bird that is dependent on the crabs in Chesapeake Bay for their food source. And as climate has changed, their migration is now getting out of sync with their food supply. And the horseshoe crabs' eggs are an important part of their diet, and they stop over only in Chesapeake Bay, and now they're stopping over at a time when their food is already gone because the egg laying has moved up because of climate change, and the red knots are not changing their migration pattern. And as a result, this week it was proposed that the red knot become an endangered species. It's a shorebird that flies 9,300 miles each direction in their migration. That's one of the longest migrations in the animal world. And surveys began to show a precipitous decline in the 2000s, specifically the 2011 count of the main wintering population of the bird in South America had found a decline from the previous winter of at least 5,000 birds, and that's about a third of their population. And so the red knot survival has been tied to battles over state and federal management practices associated with the horseshoe crab populations in New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland. And it's hoping that by declaring the bird to be endangered, that we will elicit more cooperation from those states who are trying to protect their fishing industry at the same time. And hopefully now that the red knot is being added to the endangered species list, we'll be able to get more cooperation with the states that surround Chesapeake Bay, because that's such an important stopover site.
All right. Thank you very much for that information, Roger. We'll definitely keep tabs on that. Tom calling in. He's got a question for you. Good morning, Tom. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good, sir. I was just you asked about sightings. I'm just sitting here watching as the first juvenile white-crowned sparrow showed up just at the start of the program there this morning.
Wanted to get on radio. You know, everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame, Tom.
Yeah, you bet. Also, I got a kind of a comment question. Last year and twice this year, I saw grackles at my feeder killing fledgling house sparrows. And I just wondered if you'd ever observed that before.
Yes, I have. I saw it happen in my backyard. I have no explanation for the behavior. And it is interesting that the bird I saw the grackle attack was a house sparrow.
Yeah, that's kind of way with me. They didn't seem to bother any of the other juvenile birds. But.
Yeah. I have no explanation for it other than grackles are sort of an ornery bird.
Ain't that the truth?
They're like hummingbirds. They're very seldom in a good mood. But let's open it up and see if there's anybody out there who besides you and I, has seen grackles go after house sparrows. And if anybody's got a hypothesis on why, I have no explanation for it. And especially, you saw this recently?
Well, earlier this summer, you know,
when
the house sparrows were, you know, fledging their young, you know, and bringing them to the feeder.
Yeah. Maybe it just got too close. Maybe it saw it as a competitor for food, but why they pick on house sparrows is would be an interesting question. If it was protecting a food supply, you'd think they'd go after any bird they saw.
Right, especially, you know, I think most everybody does, has a tremendous amount of chipping sparrows usually coming to their feeders, and you know, they bring the young, well, they don't bring them, they follow the parents, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I seemed to have a bumper crop of chipping sparrows again this year, and they never bothered them.
And I really like chipping sparrows. I don't know about you, but they're a favorite of mine.
Yep. I still got a couple coming every day. So.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Tom. You have a good one. And we'll keep this in our tickler file and see if anybody's got an explanation for why grackles go after house sparrows sometimes.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one, Tom.
Bye.
Well, I can tell by the music in the background, we're at the end of the show.
It's time to part ways.
Yes. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
All right. Thank you very much, Roger. And, of course, you've been listening to this morning's edition of Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, and by the River Lake Inn. Check of news coming up, and then we'll join up with Greg Crawford of Crawford Brothers Remodelers around the home on 590 WKZO. Sunshine, 55 degrees in Kalamazoo.